Coder at Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic are ready to treat athletes of all ages. Doctors Knox, Moore, Roeder, and the clinic staff integrate high-quality, compassionate care with innovative treatment and years of expertise. Baxter Health Bone and Joint Clinic will get you back to doing what you love. For more information or to schedule an appointment, call 870-424-4710 or visit baxterhealth.org.
Tired of paying that high cable or satellite service bill every month? Or what about paying for multiple streaming services and have to switch between apps to get everything you want? Brad's Home Entertainment has your solution. All your networks, weather, news, sports, and entertainment in one box. Pay yearly programming and it breaks down to as little as $35 per month. Thousands of channels at your fingertips. That's at Brad's Home Entertainment, home of Big Box Brad. Call or come by to see for yourself. 877-492-0700 or bigboxbrad.com.
We will be Mount Holmes ball to start this second quarter as they trail West Plains 15-14. And you already got some numbers there, don't you?
Yeah, I do have some stats for us. I was able to kind of keep up with this a little bit. Mount Holmes 5-for-12 from the field, 4-for-7 from behind the arc, 6 rebounds, 2 turnovers.
All right.
That arc shooting's helping us right now from behind the 3-point line.
It is. Podlowski will trigger the inbound pass on the near sideline. As he gets into Blaine Tate, we're back on the way.
Darude was playing in the background. Don't know if we're in South Carolina or West Plains Scissor Gym. Golly, this place is a party up here.
Ball goes on the left side to Gilbert. He'll throw it up top to Court. Over to McLean on the right side. West Plains is the man-to-man.
Yeah, they're in the man, kind of running and jumping. And Rhett catches the ball. That's what it looked like so far.
Up top it goes to Court. Court dribbles toward the right elbow. Gives to Podlowski. He's going to try for the long three. Tyler Podlowski with 5 on the night. And then we've got our 5th lead change. Mount Holmes up 17-15 as we are 33 seconds into the second quarter.
It's our 5th 3. Is that what I got going on here?
Yeah. Here is Kraft throws it over on the left side of Montgomery. Back over to Kraft. Kraft checked it back in during the change of quarters. Ball goes over to Montgomery on the left side. His 3-pointer won't go, and the rebound is wrestled away by Gilbert.
He got trapped in the corner, though. Yep. Had to throw it away and then turn it over.
Yeah, Tuma comes up with the steal. He finds Robbins in the lane, and he's going to be fouled from behind going up. And he's going to go to the free throw line with 6:58 left to play in the first half. We're going to give that one, looks like, to Rhett Gilbert. That's his
frustration foul. Sorry, Matt.
Yeah, first personal foul. Team foul number 2 against the Bombers here. Again, number 1 against the Bombers here in the second quarter. Robbins hits his first free throw. He is now 1 of 2 from the line.
Last possession, Rhett did a good job getting the defensive rebound in the middle of all the traffic. Then he just ended up getting trapped and tried to throw it away and ended up getting it stolen.
Robbins gets both free throws. He now has 7 on the night, and we're tied up once again, 17-all our score. Tate gives to Gilbert on the left side. Up top to Corp. He'll give there to McLean. 6:45 left in the first half. McLean's going to pull up for the 3 up the top.
Why not?
He gets it.
Why not? They just all backed off of him and dared him to shoot it.
Yeah.
He took 1 dribble, step in 3.
And that's our 6-3 of the game.
Yeah.
20-17, Mount Holm up. 6.5 minutes left in the half. Ball's knocked away. Tuma's pass knocked away. It's stolen by Tate. He's quickly back to the lane. He's going to be fouled.
Yeah, great job. Good hands there by Blaine Tate.
Probably good foul by Robbins, too.
Yeah, he was about to go get a layup, I think.
Yep. That was Robbins' first personal foul. First team foul against the Zizzers here in the second quarter. Podlowski will inbound the ball on the far sideline, right next to the West Plains bench.
Still in that man.
Throws it into McLean in the backcourt. He'll be walking across the timeline, dribbling on the left side. He's going to go into the lead. Puts up another jumper. It will not go, and the rebound is controlled by more there. Maybe it's too close to the basket.
Yeah, good shot. Got both feet in the paint.
Yeah, it actually
and,
was.
Just a really good shot. I like the call, though. Ryder just hit a big 3. Let him get to the lane. Maybe get a foul.
Yeah. Here is Tuma dribbling into the lane. He throws out to Montgomery on the right side. Up top to Moore. Now over to Tuma on the right wing. Thought about the 3. Instead, he's going to throw it up top to Kraft. Kraft dribbles into the lane. He will give it to Moore. Moore's going to drill to the low block. It's going up for the lamp. It won't go, and the rebound is knocked out of control. Oh, wait a minute.
That's the right call.
Okay, I thought he might come back in, but
yeah,
it was close.
Yeah, he didn't. So Ryder was out of bounds when the defensive rebound. Corp did an excellent job fighting for the rebound, and Ryder was out of bounds, came back in. He caught the ball about the time his feet hit. You have to have both feet established to catch that ball.
Inbound pass goes to Kraft. He has it on the right wing. Cross court to Tuma. He's going into the lane for the layup. Good. Ethan Tuma with his first 2 points of the night. Bounce about 20-19, about 5.5 minutes left in this first half. Tate walks ball into the front court. Man-to-man for West Plains. Tate's going to dribble to the right side, gives it there to Gilbert. Gilbert's going to dribble into the lane. He's going to pull up for the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Tuma. He throws it in the front court to Kraft. Kraft has it on the left side. Kraft tries to throw across the court past Montgomery, but it's knocked away. But Moore's there to pick it up, and then he's fouled.
I think they could get Ryder McClain there.
Yep, that is McClain's first personal foul. Second team foul against the Bombers here in the second quarter. Josiah Long's going to check back in for the Scissors as he replaces Jacob Moore.
Ryder's first foul.
Inbound pass goes Montgomery on the left side. Up top to Robbins. He's going to put up the long three. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Gilbert. He throws it quickly to Tate in the front court. Tate's going in for the runner in Woko. Offensive rebound for Corp. He tries to put it back up. He'll be fouled and head to the free throw line with 4:58 left in the half.
Mountain's get some really good shots there right at the paint. They're just unable to get them to fall. That was a good shot by Blaine, just off the back iron a little bit.
Well, that is Josiah Long's first personal foul. Second team foul against the Scissors here in the second quarter. Corp's first free throw is up and in. That's Mount Holmes' first free throw attempt of the night. One more for Corp. Second shot is up. Good. He gets both. He has five. Mount Holmes up 22-19. Tuma with it on the right wing. Finds Robbins in the lane for the easy layup. He misses it. Point blank. And Tate gets a rebound. Wow. Tate's going to go coast to coast. He can't get the layup to go. And the rebound is controlled by Long. He throws out to Robbins, who goes into the lane for the jumper. No good. Rebound knocked out of bounds by Kraft. It will be Mount Holmes' ball. 4:37 left in the half. Bombers get the ball back, leading by three. Tough battle between these teams so far.
Yeah. Yeah, both teams kind of back and forth. West Plains 7-for-15 from the field.
Tate across the timeline. Man-to-man once again for West Plains. Ball goes to Corp at the right elbow. He'll give it there to Tate. Tate dribbles on the right wing. Puts up the jumper. No good. And the rebound's controlled by Kraft.
Well, Tate's having a tough night so far. 1-for-5 from the field. He's got both feet in the paint. Just not able to make some shots.
Kraft, he's going to go into the lane now. Throws it to Montgomery in the left corner. To Robbins in the lane.
He's got to get him out of the lane. He's been in there forever.
Yep. He's going to get bailed out by a foul. Looks like they're going to get Tate with that one. That is Tate's first personal foul. 13th foul against the Bombers here in the second quarter. 4:06 left in the half. Mount Holmes up 22-19. Tuma will inbound it to Kraft near the top.
We were talking about that last night. You don't see 3 seconds in lane called. Me and Zach Hutchins, Spencer.
Not much.
You don't see it called very much anymore.
Kraft dribbles to the free throw line. Throws it to Tuma on the right wing. Cross court to Montgomery on the left side. Up top to Kraft. Kraft dribbles to the left side. Finds Long in the paint. His pass to Kraft knocked away and stolen by Podwoski. He finds Corp back the other way for the layup. It's a little strong, and it will go. The rebound's controlled by Long. Ball goes over to Robbins. He's going to pull up for the three on the right side. No good, but he draws contact. He's going to the line for three free throws. You do not want to see that if you're Mountain Home.
No.
Ryder McClain picks up his second personal foul. That's the last foul Mountain Home has again. So, West Plains will be shooting free throws for the rest of this half with 3:28 left in it. Clayton Robbins so far 2-for-3 from the line with 7 points. He gets the first one here. Two more to shoot. Second shot is up. Good. And one more for Robbins. If he gets this next one, we'll have our fourth tie of the night. We've also had 5 lead changes. Third free throw for Robbins. He gets all three.
You're 6-for-6 from free throw.
Is
that what you got?
No, I've got 5-for-6.
5-for-6?
Yeah, all by Robbins. So we got a fourth tie, knotted up at 22. Here is Tate throwing it to McClain on the left side. Woo! Very close to that sideline. He's going to drill toward the elbow, throws out to Corp on the right wing. He's going to put up the three to take the lead back. It won't go, and the rebound is controlled by Tuma. 3:06 left in the half. Ball is with Long on the left side. Oh, he gets by Corp going in for the layup. Good move by Long.
Too easy right there.
Too easy.
Long has 4 points. We've got our 6 lead change. And with that, Mount Tom's going to call timeout. We'll break with 2:59 left to play in the first half. It is West Plains leading Mount Tom 24-22. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Classic Hits 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
FNBC is excited to announce their new Sapphire Plus checking account. Earn 4% annual percentage yield on up to $20,000 by simply using your debit card 15 times and receiving a direct deposit each statement cycle. You'll also earn 1% APY on funds above $20,000. Stop by one of their convenient locations or visit fnbc.us for more information. You and FNBC, better together. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender. Terms and conditions apply.
Discover the refreshing difference at Baxter Real Estate Company. While they welcome new faces, their agents are seasoned experts in the realm of real estate, particularly the captivating Twin Lakes area. With a treasure trove of knowledge and years of experience under their belts, their team offers unrivaled guidance to fulfill your property dreams. The area is experiencing a rise in listing inventory. Whether buying or selling, trust their experts to navigate the market with finesse. Baxter Real Estate Company, the Twin Lakes area's best choice for local realtors to help you find that perfect property.
Well, Mount Tom taking the timeout right after Josiah Long made a good move to get by his defender and get to the basket for that layup.
Yeah, just kind of went around him, just kind of one pump little fake and got easy to the lane. The lane opened wide open for him.
Again, Zizzer's up by two. Here is McClayworth on the right side, and he's going to have the ball knocked away by Robbins. It goes out of bounds. Mount Tom will inbound right in front of the Zizzer bench with 2:48 left in the half.
Tight quarters over there, and Ryder got kind of stuck.
Yep.
They had him trapped. That's a foul.
Yeah, Blaine Tate takes inbound passes, immediately fouled by Tuma from behind. That is Tuma's second personal foul. 13th foul against the Zizzers here in the third quarter. They got one more to give. In the second quarter, excuse me. Looks like Landon Montgomery's going to check back in as Tuma will take a seat with two fouls. Kraft has two fouls as well, so he'll have to be careful for the Zizzers.
West Plains found something they like in this man-to-man. They've stuck with it here.
Tate with it up top. Throws to the left side. Picks it, gives it up top to Gilbert. Gilbert will throw it to McClain. McClain's going to dribble into the lane, going in for the runner. A little short. Gets his own rebound. He throws it up top to Corp. Corp's going to try for the three for the lead. It won't go. And the rebound's chased down by Montgomery. Here's Long with it quickly back the other way. He has it on the left side. He'll give it there to Robbins. Up top now to Kraft. Over back over to Robbins on the left wing. Up top to Montgomery.
As good as Mount Home shooting from behind the arc. Corp is 1-for-5 from back there tonight.
Ooh. Ball goes to Robbins at the right elbow. He's going to dribble towards the low block, going in for the leaner. Good.
Kind of patiently went to work there on Corp. Corp did a good job bellying him up, and he kind of bumped him a couple times. Thought Court might try to take that offensive foul, but didn't.
Robbins has 12 on the night. And the other way, looks like a foul on another three.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Brett Gilbert shooting a three. Got fouled in the corner over there.
See if they get that foul, too. Is that that's going to be on Long. That is Josiah Long's second personal. So West Plains has three players with two fouls each. Also, the fourth team foul against West Plains. So both teams going to be shooting free throws the rest of this half. Gilbert's first free throw is up and in. That was his first attempt of the night. Second shot for Gilbert is up. Oh, bounced around and finally fell in.
Yeah.
Tuma's going to check back in for West Plains as Long will take a seat. Again, West Plains, three players with two fouls each. Gilbert's third shot is up. Good, he gets all three.
That'll work. Not only needs a stop here now.
Six on the night for Gilbert. 26-25, West Plains up. 1:40 left in the half as Kraft has up top. He's going to drill to a low block, going in for the layup. A little strong, and the rebound is controlled by Podwoski. Here's Tate with it. He's going to give it up top to McClain. He's going to put up the three for the lead. Good.
Nice pass out there by Blaine Tate setting up Ryder.
Mount Tom back on top, 28-26, 1:19 left in the half. McClain with nine, all from behind the arc. Here is Moore having the ball knocked away, but a foul's going to be called. And so Jacob Moore's going to go to the line for a pair.
It's going to be a shooting foul. They're going to get Blaine Tate up top. They say he put his arm in the back. He's not shooting, but that's five fouls, so it's going to send him to the line.
Yep, Tate's second personal foul. 15th foul against Mountain Home. So Jacob Moore at the free throw line for the first time tonight. He has six so far this evening with 1:13 left in the half. First shot is up. No good. So Mountain Home's going to keep the lead regardless of whether or not he gets this next one. Second shot for Moore. He misses both, and the rebound's controlled by McClain. Kind of interesting for him. He jumps to shoot at his free throws.
Yeah, he does. It's kind of weird. You don't see that very often.
Nope. Gilbert with it up top. Throws over to McClain on the right side. He's going to try another three-pointer. This one a little short, and the rebound's controlled by Tuma. Less than a minute left to play in the half. 28-26, Bombers up. Kraft with it. Finds Robbins near the right elbow. He dribbles into the lane. He's going up for the jumper. Brown sits around and falls in.
Boy, he's good with those moves down in the post.
He's got 14 on the night. Matt Tillman, West Plains knotted it up at 28. He's had seven lead changes and five ties. Here is McClain. He's going to dribble the free throw line. Now go back behind the arc. Howard Gilbert near the left corner. He's going to try for the three.
Let's
good.
Go. Good pass there by Ryder. Got the assist on that one. Little setup on the offensive side of things.
Absolutely. Red Gilbert with nine. Mountain back up by three. 15 seconds left in the half. Kraft with it up top. He's going to drill toward the elbow. Throws out to Tuma. Tuma drills up top. Gives there to Robbins. Robbins, he's well put up to the long three. I kind of figured that was coming. We can't get it to go. McClain's going to get the rebound. He's going to put up one last heave to beat the buzzer. Oh, it was online, just a little short.
Oh, my goodness. Hit the net. Thought it was going to go down.
Yeah. So we have come to the end of the first half. Mountain Home's going to take a three-point lead into the locker room. We'll come back and start the Central Heating and Cooling halftime show in just a moment. Our score at the break, Mountain Home leading West Plains 31-28. You're listening to Bomber Basketball on Class Kids 101.7 and watching on the Bomber Sports Network on YouTube.
I'm Dr. Nick Souter, the newest member of the team of board-certified surgeons at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine. I'm accepting patients at our clinics in Mountain Home and Salem, where I'll be evaluating and treating a broad scope of orthopedic issues. We use the most advanced technologies in both surgical and non-surgical procedures, like hyaluronic acid, PRP, and stem cell injections, all to help you stay active.
See Dr. Russ Rawls, Dr. Jason McConnell, and Dr. Nick Souter at Twin Lakes Orthopedics and Sports Medicine, No. 3 Medical Plaza.
Water, water everywhere.